raining. Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. It's raining outside. Dogs got up, got wet, came back, and now they're laying all over the couch all wet. What do you want in this world? Anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And today, I want to talk about four things that make people successful, make teams successful. I was reading watching a video, reading some stuff on success. And one of the things they talk about is that successful people work on things that other people don't, or what they don't like to do. They do what others don't like to do. And we're going to talk about those four items today as they apply to Scrum that I see in teams that if they did them on a regular habit and made it a habit, they'd be the most successful Scrum teams you have in any organization. It's not very complicated. You know, everybody tries to make it complicated. Really, it's not. So, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And dog stole a pillow. There's a pillow over here for the puppy. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way. So you can bring value to your customer, get home to family and friends, and not work those crazy hours that everybody wants them to do, and have a little fun along the way. So with that, go right into the topic because we'd like to keep it within 15 minutes. Podcasts are doing great. Thank you all for listening for podcast. We're almost in sync because I keep missing days. I missed yesterday on the show. It was a long night and just a rough night. Anyway, I think I end up sleeping in the house with the dogs. I don't know. I'm out with the dogs. Anyway, so topic. What can you do to be successful? What do successful people do? So in this video, I was watching, was reading an article. And the article is talking about how successful people do things that other people don't want to do or what they don't want to do. Like they avoid stuff they don't like to do. So that's how people don't become successful. The ones that are successful do the things they don't like to do to help push the needle. So I'm going to talk about four things that apply to Scrum and what I see in teams all the time. So the first one, very basic, ask for help, right? That's number one, ask for help. That's the one thing a lot of people don't like to do. They don't like to ask for help. Scrum is designed for you to have help. That's what it's really about. It's not individuals doing work all by themselves and stuff. People misunderstand that. That's not what it's about. That's not Scrum. You might say that's about Kanban, maybe. What they are supposed to do is work together to solve the problem. It's a complex problem. One person should not solve a complex problem. You should work as a group. So for asking for help, which will very much improve the output in the product and the value to the customer, is what Scrum's about. And that's one of the first thing that if you do as a team, as individuals, will really bump up the performance of your team. And that's asking for help. So that's one thing. And you all got to admit it. No one likes to ask for help. When you get over that hump and that hesitation to ask for help, you'll go a long way. You'll be really good. Best people that are successful always ask for help, and they don't try to do everything themselves. People don't hire an accountant. Like, if you're not an accountant, do you hire an accountant? Okay, let's say you're a business person. Do you start coding yourself? You may dabble in it, but you know when you can't do the coding that you all do as developers and stuff like that, and testers, you hire someone, you ask for help, right? Number two, plan the work. And you're like, but we don't plan in Agile, Greg. We don't plan in Scrum. Oh, yes, you do. However, plans change. And that is something you understand. Every sprint, we do sprint planning. So many teams don't like to do sprint planning. They don't like to look at the quarter. I don't go more than a quarter. It's a waste. I don't know if I do a quarter, but the quarter is close enough. Give you an idea, a shape where you want to be over the next couple of months. And you could even do that for the year or whatever with bigger shapes. Like we would like to be in here, like to do this. It's a new market and just kind of put some feelers, do some spikes, whatever that would be. But plan, right? A lot of teams don't like the plan. They don't like daily planning or sprint planning. But if you do sprint planning well, one, you won't overcommit. You'll make your customer happy. You'll feel good. You'll be successful. That's another one. So two, I gave you big ones. One, ask for help. Two, plan, right? Plan work. Number three is another big one. Can you guess what it is? It's like, can you guess what Betty ate yesterday? She ate cat poop. Anyway, say no. The ability to say no when you know you shouldn't do it is so important. If you can say no to like overcommitting, oh, we want all this stuff. Can you do this? No, I can't. I got to finish what I got. When I'm done in this sprint in the 2 weeks, that's what we do, time boxes. People don't understand the time box. The time box is to give you a boundary so people can't keep tossing stuff over the wall. They don't do that right, right? So the number three is to say no. Once you can start saying no, I mean, there's ways to do it. Say, no, screw you. No, that's not, that's going over top. No, your mother stink. No, that's not a good no. A no is no, but we have sprint planning, which is number two on my list, right? On Friday, bring your stuff to sprint planning and we'll see if we can schedule it in for the next sprint. How's that for an answer for a no? I think that's a very good no. All right, and the fourth that I'm giving, I could probably list a whole bunch. I just want to give four. I usually do five things, but I'm just going to do four. The fourth thing that people don't like to do, but if they did it, they'd be really successful in Scrum. Demo working schedule on a regular cadence. So many teams don't demo their work, right? Demoing your work pushes you to the next level, like game time. Like if you play sports, right? And Sunday, game time, weekend, baseball, football, cricket, whatever it would be, soccer. Game time, you elevate your game. It's time for you to shine. By doing that and having that game time mentality where you're demoing your work, giving it to the customer. And that's the big difference, how we like to demo. Give it to the customer and let them use their software. Give you feedback right then and there. Those four things will make you very successful in Scrum, very successful in life. And the whole attitude about doing things that you don't like to do or asking, you know, on these four things will help you in anything. So the four things I gave you: ask for help, plan the work, say no, and demo working software. So those four things, right? I'm going to give you a fifth one: retrospect. It's not in there. I didn't write it down, but I want to give you five because I'm going to give you a bonus of five. So the fifth one is the retrospective, but not just let's have a retrospective. We want to have a retrospective because we want to party. Woo! We want to party. Let's play some badminton in a retrospective. I do that too. So I'm picking on myself. Maybe we should play some Pokemon. I have Pokemon cards. Maybe we should play some Pokemon. No. Right? She wants a fortune cookie. No. So what it is, the fifth one, is to take the actions from your retro and make them into issues to work on in the next sprint. I mentioned that the other day, but that's the fifth one, right? I mentioned that, and someone was asking about how do you improve stuff, and I said, well, that's it. You take those actions, you make them a PBI item, a backlog item, sprint backlog item in the next sprint, and you work it. So that's number five. So I actually gave you five. I wrote four, and I gave you five. So the five things that make any team successful that they don't like to do are ask for help, definitely number one. You ask for help, you can solve complex problems pretty simply, and you get better product that lasts for a long time. Two, plan the work. Planning work will make your life a lot easier. Just plan your sprint. Don't go more than that. Plan your day. That's two. And plans change, by the way. They always do. Don't ever say, I didn't say plans don't change. Three, say no. Four, demo working software on a regular cadence. And five, take your retrospective items and place them in the backlog. So those are the five things that people hate to do. They just hate it. Every time they get in, they hate it. They're like, why do we have to do retro? Why do we have to do sprint planning? Why, Craig, you're so rough. You're mean to us. But you do those five things and you do it, you'll be really successful. And any Scrum team can be. So with that, I'm going to have to say thank you very much. Have a happy Scrumming day. Scrummy day. No, Scrumming. Happy Scrumming. Give us a thumbs up if you like the show. I hope everyone down in Louisiana and the hurricanes and Afghanistan and all that, they're doing okay. I'm always thankful for even my little lost puppies that we rescued from the pound and the cat, who finally get out of my chair and ring the little bell once, twice, so they get notification. They stole my Liberty Bell. My kids stole my Liberty Bell. They give me this little bell. This is what I got replaced for the Liberty Bell. This little bell with a clothespin or paper pin on it, right? So to get paper clip to the game. Anyway, so ring the bell twice so you get notification when we go live. And thank you. Thank you very much. And have a sure, don't forget podcast. And you all take care. Have a great day. Stay dry. And see you tomorrow. Bye. See you.